Daily Rest, Friday, July 7th, 2023. This is the final devotion in the theme, Independence. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And, having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. Romans 6, 17 and 18. Liberty. Our nation is established on liberty. Essentially, liberty is a state of freedom. The founding fathers cried out, "Give me liberty or give me death." Why were they so passionate about liberty? They thought that they were being ruled unfairly. They fought for freedom, liberty, and the right to rule themselves. The human race also sought out liberty in another way. It happened in the garden. When Satan tempted Eve to eat the fruit of the tree, and Adam followed, the whole human race went after freedom from their Creator God. In pursuing liberty, we enslaved ourselves to sin and death instead. Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." John 8:34. Spiritual liberty without Christ is an illusion. You must serve someone. When we sin, we are servants of sin. But God has called us to serve Him instead. And Jesus Christ, His Son, frees us from the slavery of sin and empowers us to serve God. He teaches us to become slaves of righteousness. Jesus continued, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." John 8:36. We have been set free to serve. That sounds contradictory, but it makes all the sense in the world through the glorious gospel. Our bondage to sin has been abolished through the blood of Christ. We now get to serve Him out of love. Serving Christ in righteousness is true liberty. He has saved us and delivered us, and we will serve Him in eternity. Enslaved by sin and bound in chains beneath its dreadful tyrant sway, and doomed to everlasting pains, we wretched, guilty captives lay. Jesus the sacrifice became to rescue guilty souls from hell, the spotless, bleeding, dying Lamb beneath avenging justice fell. The Lutheran Hymnal 141, verses 1 and 4. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.